Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I reflect on the fact that part of my promise to the American people when I was elected was to maintain the kind of tone that says we can disagree without being disagreeable. And I think over the course of 2 years, there have been times where I've slipped on that commitment. And that's something that I've got to make sure that I'm checking on an ongoing basis, making sure that my rhetoric matches up with my expectations for myself and the expectations of my supporters.
Is that I slept or I was asleep on the job? President Obama, he was on 60 Minutes last night with Steve Croft, obviously taped. Well, maybe it wasn't. I didn't get to see it, but was it done before he went on his trip to India? That's not important. What's important is to overview what's going on in the neighborhood of politics. The Republicans in charge are aiming at health control or health. Whoops. There's a Freudian slip. Health care, the health bill overhaul, and so you got all kinds of things that are part of where the president is. We're going to deal with two big stories from over the weekend in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown, your review of the top hits as we get into a new week and some new ideas. First, the president reflects on the elections and what lessons he's learned from all of this. And then we're going to discuss a decision that was made to suspend Keith Olbermann. Olbermann is on MSNBC. Most of you know who he is. Been highly regarded as a sports commentator, but he has wanted to be in politics for a long time. He's got the job at MSNBC and apparently let his ego get away from him. He made some donations to three different candidates, all of whom were Democrats, and that's against the policy at NBC, so he got suspended and apparently he's going to get fired. So let's see where all of that goes. Some of you who don't like him will be happy about it, and those of you who think it's a foul play, well, let's just see where it all goes. First, though, let's get back to the president and the message the American people sent him.
The Republicans say the voters sent you a very clear message, that they want a smaller, less costly, more accountable government. Is that the message that you received?
I think that the first and foremost, they want jobs and economic growth in this country.
Are you saying then that this small idea of smaller, less costly, more accountable government was not what you think the voters were saying?
No. There is no doubt that folks are concerned about debt and deficits. I think that is absolutely a priority. And by the way, that's a concern that I had before I was even sworn in.
You lost a lot of your base on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people that helped elect you 2 years ago voted for Republicans, women, senior citizens, independents. Young people and African Americans did not turn out in large numbers. How do you explain that?
Well, as I said, I think that folks are frustrated with what they've seen over the last 2 years. You know, one of the challenges we had was that we'd lost 4 million jobs in the 6 months before I was sworn in. We lost 750,000 jobs the month I was sworn in. 600,000 the month after that. 600,000 the month after that. So what you had was the economy continuing to get worse in the first several months of my administration before any of our economic policies had a chance to be put into place. Appropriately, I'm held accountable for that.
You ran as somebody who was going to come to Washington and change it, and in the end, as some of your predecessors, it ended up changing you.
You know, I
to a certain extent.
Yeah, I'm not.
You haven't given up.
Exactly. I think it's fair to say it hasn't changed me in terms of my ideals. But I think that in terms of how I operated on a day-to-day basis, when you've got a series of choices to make, I think that there are times where we said, let's just get it done instead of worrying about how we're getting it done. And I think that's a problem. I'm paying a political price for that.
All right. So maybe there's an admission. Get it done and jam it through. And the hell with what the American people say. Maybe that's, I'm putting words in his mouth. If some of you think that's what he's saying, agree. If you don't, disagree. Easy to do that. 800-510-8255. That's the direct on air line. Text line is 646-926-DOUG. Or you can answer on twitter.com as well. So let's try to wrap ourselves around what the president's saying and get your thoughts after we've presented as many different sides of this as we could find in our research of the 40 or so stations that were in the last 24-hour period monitored by the producers of this program to give you the reflection that comes from having taken care to get both sides. Here the president is thinking about some of his regrets over the past couple of years.
Are there things that you wish you could do over?
Oh, I think,
hold back?
I think there are things every day that I think about doing better. I mean, I think that one of the areas that a lot of folks are focused on, obviously, is the health care bill.
Right.
Because after we took a whole series of these emergency measures to save the economy, the stimulus, the steps to shore up the banking system, the auto bailout, I think there were some that argued, well, you should just stop and let people digest all these changes, and so you shouldn't take on something as big as health care. And I'll be honest with you, Steve, at the time, we knew that it probably wasn't great politics.
You were told that by your age.
Absolutely. And the reason is there's a reason why our health care system hasn't been reformed over the last several decades. Why every president talks about it and it never happens. Because it's hard. It's a huge, big, complicated system. I made the decision to go ahead and do it. And it proved as costly politically as we expected, probably actually a little more costly than we expected politically.
In what ways?
Well, partly because I couldn't get the kind of cooperation from Republicans that I had hoped for. We thought that if we shaped a bill that wasn't that different from bills that had previously been introduced by Republicans, including a Republican governor in Massachusetts who's now running for president, that you know, we would be able to find some common ground there. And we just couldn't. And that was costly partly because it created the kind of partisanship and bickering that really turned people off.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields. Going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar. Then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Today, traditional vacations like local ski trips and shoreline getaways are giving way to unique experiences like moshing at culinary hotspots in Singapore and visiting eco-friendly cities in India. What's clear is travelers want to personalize their vacations to reflect their lifestyle. That's why the Marriott Rewards credit card team created a sweepstakes program that puts the winner in complete control to plan a unique and special vacation, according to Tina Chin of Chase Card Services.
This October and November, Harmon is your entry to win the Ultimate Marriott Vacation Grand Prize worth up to $25,000. They'll also have an opportunity to win various daily prizes every time they swipe their Marriott Rewards credit card. Whether card members are looking for a romantic escape for two, a culinary experience with friends, or a getaway with the entire family, the Ultimate Stay Sweepstakes allows them to tailor the trip to their individual lifestyle.
No purchase necessary. The sweepstakes ends November 30th, 2010. Void where prohibited. For more information and official rules, visit chase.com/ultimate stay. I'm Lee Shepard.
Good for you, Lee. I'm Doug Steffen. 800-510-8255. The countdown, Monday, the 8th of November, and the focus on President Obama in the first part, and then we'll get to Keith Olbermann and that whole circumstance as it sort of explodes across the airways and online. Steve Croft talking here to the president. The president is reflecting on the events of the election from last week and an interview that was on 60 Minutes last night. Here the question comes on whether or not the president has lost his mojo.
There is this feeling, particularly among people who were among your most ardent supporters,
right,
who feel a little disappointed that they think that you've lost your mojo, that you've lost your ability, that touch you had during the campaign to inspire and lead. And everybody in Washington writes about the sort of aloofness that you have, and I'm sure that drives you crazy. But how do you respond to that? How do you, the arguments is, people have made the argument you lost control of the narrative. You've let other people define you, that you haven't sold your successes well enough.
I think it's a fair argument. I think that over the course of 2 years, we were so busy and so focused on getting a bunch of stuff done that we stopped paying attention to the fact that leadership isn't just legislation, that it's a matter of persuading people and giving them confidence and bringing them together and setting a tone and making an argument that people can understand. And I think that we haven't always been successful at that, and I take personal responsibility for that. And it's something that I've got to examine carefully as I go forward.
800-510-8255. Has the president lost his mojo? And if he's lost his mojo, can he get it back in time to win the election? See, this is what the whole focus is now. Already, people doing these radio programs, the political ones on television as well. Who's going to be the next president of the United States? The ink isn't dry on the results. Matter of fact, excuse me, I think there's still one race that hasn't been decided, right? Up in Alaska, or has that been moderately removed from reality for the weekend? So I don't know whether that thing has been decided or not. They did have that one, Richie? All right, so at any rate, the point is that the election now just a breath behind us. And already, okay, let's see. Will Hillary bump off Barack Obama? Or will she be the vice president? Or will Sarah Palin run? Or Michael Bloomberg run? Or who's the South Carolina Rich that you like, that you met, the Senator DeMint? Is he somebody that ought to be running for the presidency? Or is there a dark horse out there someplace that nobody's thought of? As far as that's concerned, you know the Tea Party people. They're going to be all over Rand Paul. And I heard something over the weekend that was pretty interesting. How about we run Rand Paul and his father together as a presidential and vice presidential ticket? Ron Paul and Rand Paul. How about that for an idea? Let's go for it. 21 after on the countdown.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
What America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Continue. All right, there we go. Bing, bang, boom. 800-510-8255. Some people think two of me is better than better than one. One perhaps is enough, though, at the moment. The big story about the president is that he's feeling or sounding remorseful. You think the Republicans will eat him up? If he gives an inch, will they take a mile? Something we'll be talking about a little bit more during the course of the hour as you come up with your ideas about what, if you were the president, you'd be doing. Meanwhile, the other big story, as I alluded to a few minutes ago, is the suspension, and I'm going to bet firing, of Keith Olbermann from MSNBC. He donated to three Democratic candidates. Now, the guy must have known what company policy was. You think he thought he could get away with it? Or is just so passionate about these people? You know, passion is good, and I'm betting that there are probably other people who are on the staff at NBC or other radio, television companies. I bet CBS frowns on that as much as NBC does. But why would you do it if you knew it was against company? It's just so many questions that you ask. Here's the story. If you have not heard this story, the reporter here pretty much does a good job encapsulating it.
MSNBC for voicing his liberal opinions. But Keith Olbermann is now sidelined for financially supporting three Democratic candidates. Records show he contributed $2,400 each to Kentucky Senate candidate Jack Conway and two members of Congress from Arizona, Gabrielle Giffords and Raul Grijalva. Congressman Grijalva was a guest on Olbermann's show October 28th, the same day Olbermann donated to his campaign.
Congressman, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, my friend.
Politico broke the story. Olbermann told him in a statement, "I did not privately or publicly encourage anyone else to donate to these campaigns, nor do any others in this election or any previous ones, nor have I previously donated to any political campaign at any level." NBC, like many news organizations, including CNN, enforces ethics policies that, among other things, prevent employees from making contributions considered a conflict of interest. And in a statement, the president of MSNBC said, "I became aware of Keith's political contributions late last night. Mindful of NBC news policy and standards, I have suspended him indefinitely without pay." While Olbermann's support of Democrats won't shock anyone, it was Olbermann who's been a vocal critic of Fox and its parent company, News Corp, for donating $1 million to the Republican Governors Association. News Corp defended the contribution, saying it believes in what it called RGA's pro-business agenda. Here's Olbermann on October 7th.
Congressman Clyburn, is there a legislative response to the idea that there is a national cable news outlet that goes beyond having a point of view and actually starts to shill for partisan causes and actually starts to donate to partisan groups of one party?
The question is, where is the line drawn when Fox and MSNBC have clear political leanings? Media critic Howie Kurtz is the host of CNN's Reliable Sources.
At Fox News, you already have contributors like Karl Rove and Dick Morris and sometimes Sean Hannity actually going out and raising money for the Republican Party. That's a lot worse than what Keith Olbermann did. But I think that either networks are going to have to tighten up on this stuff or just tear up the rule book and say people can do whatever they want, which I think would be a serious mistake.
800-510-8255. So Keith Olbermann has been suspended. And as I've said a couple of times here, I'm figuring that he's going to get slid out. So what happens to a guy like that? He made campaign donations to three Democratic candidates. Indefinitely translates into 2 days. Somebody said he'd be back on the air on Tuesday. I don't know. Let's see what comes out of that. Gave the maximum contribution to Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva. Is that how you pronounce it? Congressman Gabrielle Giffords and Jack Conway, the Kentucky Attorney General who ran for the Senate and lost to Rand Paul. NBC, according to the, getting into their specifics here, because somebody said that they didn't allow this. Actually, they do not prohibit employees from making political donations, but it does require they get prior approval from the executives of NBC, and apparently he didn't do that, so he didn't get prior approval. He defended himself, saying, quote, I did not privately or publicly encourage anybody else to donate to these campaigns, nor to any others in the election or any previous ones, nor have I previously donated to any political campaign at any level. So where does that leave you? With a good taste in your mouth or a bad taste in your mouth? 800-510-8255, 28 past the hour on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
Reminding you to beat the holiday rush at Rent-A-Center. Save now on Toshiba LED TVs.
Make that LED 1080p and slim profile.
Or Acer desktop computers.
With interactive touchscreen, all with no credit needed, satisfaction guaranteed.
Sounds smart.
Well, you know, I'm a pretty intelligent guy.
I was talking about Rent-A-Center.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
This is a rental purchase transaction. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Countdown. 800-510-8255. That's the way to be in touch with us here on the Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting your calls in a few more minutes. We're talking now about Keith Olbermann, and there are varying reports. One report I saw, and I admit to having not seen anything in the last 24 hours, said they were probably going to fire him. Wishful thinking on the part of somebody over at Fox, probably, who started that rumor. And then there was a from indefinitely to Tuesday, and now there are some people saying you'll be back on the air today or tonight. So, listen, does it make a difference to the story? Not much. 800-510-8255. So the first part of our program we spent listening to the president on 60 Minutes and where he thinks he is right now in terms of politics and governing. And then the story of Keith Olbermann donating to three candidates and not getting it cleared. That apparently is the grievance, not to do it. On MSNBC, where Keith Olbermann precedes, I believe, Rachel Maddow, he or she defends him by pointing out that, Fox does it all the time.
Hey, so this happened.
Joining me now with reaction is Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is back. Congresswoman, welcome back.
Sean, thank you. Always a pleasure. That was from September 17th of this year, the host of Fox News Channel's 9 p.m. Eastern Time show, interviewing Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. 2.5 weeks after that same host donated $5,000 to Michelle Bachmann's political action campaign. Mr. Hannity's donation to Michelle Bachmann was noted at the time. It was reported on by Salon.com in the article you see here. Fox News Channel's executives responded to the ethical quandary pointed out here by telling the St. Paul Pioneer Press in Minnesota that Mr. Hannity would disclose his $5,000 donation to Michelle Bachmann's political action committee on the air to his viewers when he interviewed Ms. Bachmann.
All right. Congresswoman, good to see you. Thank you for taking time. We appreciate you being here.
Despite Fox News Channel's assertions that the host would disclose on air when he interviewed her that he had made those donations to Ms. Bachmann's political action committee, the host did not make that disclosure. I know everybody likes to say, oh, that's cable news. It's all the same. Fox and MSNBC mirror images of each other. Let this lay that to rest forever. Hosts on Fox raise money on the air for Republican candidates. They endorse them explicitly. They use their Fox News profile to headline fundraisers. Heck, there are multiple people being paid by Fox News now to essentially run for office as Republican candidates. If you count not just their hosts, but their contributors, you are looking at a significant portion of the whole lineup of Republican presidential contenders for 2012. They can do that because there's no rule against that as Fox. They run as a political operation. We're not. Yes, Keith's a liberal, and so am I, and there are other people on this network whose political views are shared openly with you, our beloved viewers, but we are not a political operation. Fox is. We are a news operation, and the rules around here are part of how you know that. Before it was politically safe to do it, Keith Olbermann attracted the ire of the right wing and a lot of others besides when he brought to light and raged against what he saw as the errors and sins of the previous presidential administration. Keith was also the one who brought to light Fox News' water-carrying role for the Bush administration. He was one whose point-of-view journalism exposed and put exclamation points on the problems in the political operation disguised as news network model embraced by the guys across the street at Fox. Now, weirdly, once again, it is Keith who is illustrating the difference between what he does on TV, what we do here at MSNBC, and what goes on across the street.
Methinks thou dost protest too much. Rachel, very intelligent. I like her a lot, and I like Olbermann gives me a pain, but it's laughable to hear her say, this is a news organization, and they're not. Well, you know what? Neither of you are news organizations. You are not Walter Cronkite. You are not Eric Severide. You're not even Charles Kuralt. You're there grinding an axe. And that's the reason that the two things, Fox does it better, that's all. Because the people, and this is not the stick of heavens, they don't need me to stick up for them, and I get annoyed. I actually find watching MSNBC, when Ed's on, I like Ed Schultz, and when Rachel's on, I actually do learn something if I'm ever watching that kind of stuff. I don't like it much because it's usually the same old stuff. And you can predict pretty much where they're going. But the stuff at Fox, with the exception, excuse me, of O'Reilly, is the same old horn being beaten and played. It's the same stuff. Both of them do the same, and they're predictable. Fox does it better because they've got smarter people. the guy who runs Fox, Roger Ailes, made, I think, what, $43 million or something last year running Fox because he's so good at it and he gets a participation. They make tons of dough because those people who would support what Fox's credo is are people who are in business and they like to advertise and, you know, they know how to go tap them. It is. It's just a big political machine. MSNBC is just not as well run, that's all. In the words of a friend of mine over the weekend, who will remain nameless, who's on opposite one of the aforementioned hosts. He said, this guy is a better host than I am, but I'm a better businessman than you are. So I think that may apply here in part. What do you think? 800-510-8255. All right, hold on, all of you who are there that want to be heard on this. Let me get a couple of more pieces of this discussion, the Olbermann discussion on the air, and then we'll get to your calls. Here from CNN, Elliot Spitzer. And Kathleen Parker discussed the Olbermann controversy.
Is this the right decision? Should those rules apply to a journalist like Keith Olbermann on a cable network, on a show like Countdown?
I think as a conservative, you almost expect me to say it's about time. But this is absurd. No one was under any perception that Keith was an impartial journalist. That's the key word in their statement, impartial. And for that matter, no one was under any misperception that MSNBC is impartial. It took 10 minutes of election
coverage. Come on, they don't deliver the news right down the middle?
Come on.
Just like Fox. I want to be clear, I'm being equally...
For 10 minutes on election night, and that's all you had to see. So I feel like, you know, if I were Keith, I'd be like, I've been doing what I've been doing for years, and now this is what you do.
Yeah, but let me just make a point here. As a journalist, I would never do this, but also the policy is clear. And if that's the policy, that's the policy. End of story, right?
I think it's utterly ridiculous. I really do. And I'm going to tell you why. I think the, again, what Will said, it's not impartial. If it were NBC, if it were Tom Brokaw, you know, that would be different. If it was somebody like that, that would be different. But MSNBC, there's a clear tilt to the left. We all know that. They go on the air every night. They give their opinions. They let you know how they speak. I mean, they dedicated a show. If you listen to Keith Olbermann giving, you know, talking about universal health care, and he gave an impassioned 30 minutes about the subject. I'm sorry, an hour. Clearly, you know what his position is. There is no denying it. There's nothing impartial about what he does.
Well, I agree. There's nothing impartial. And clearly, well, look, the network can change their policy if they want. If it's not the right policy for those circumstances, then they can change it. But you know, as far as I'm concerned, Keith missed a great gig here because as a journalist, you don't get to donate.
Yeah, but
they don't
a,
have
but
to.
What I'm saying to you is that he's not. Wait. As somebody that should, because he worked for ESPN years ago, just like I did. He worked for Fox years ago, just like I did. The reality is that at MSNBC, I don't know how long has this policy been in place, and was that made clear to him?
Look, it's a silly policy, and I'm with you, Stephen, and I'm with you, Will. It is ridiculous to believe that MSNBC, any more than Fox, is impartial. Let's talk about the elephant in the room here. Fox News Corp gave $1 million to the Republican Governors Association.
Right.
This is, first, it's a First Amendment right. There is no such thing as pure impartiality on either MSNBC or Fox. We try to be impartial. If I gave a contribution, which I haven't, I would certainly disclose it.
Right.
Well,
but it is a ridiculous, false line that's being drawn in the sand, and I don't buy it for a second. He is partial. He is a partisan. He made it very clear he was. That's the First Amendment. God bless it.
All right, so there are Will McCain, who's from the National Review, and columnist Stephen Smith, talking with Elliot Spitzer and Kathleen Parker. And I think that's probably as good a clear picture of this whole thing and the realities of it. I was trying to more or less say the same thing earlier on. That's the story. 800-510-8255. Here's Mike Broomhead, who's on the radio, and not being a big fan of Oberman, he addresses the business of donations with kind of a shrug of the shoulder.
Well, Keith Olbermann's been suspended, and Keith Olbermann gave money, and he got suspended for giving money to Raul Grijalva and Gabrielle Giffords here in Arizona, as well as Jack Conway, attorney general in Kentucky, who was trying to run against Rand Paul, and he lost there. So the suspension we'll get to in a moment, but and the timing of it was pretty off as well. The same day that he had Raul Grijalva on his show, which is called Countdown, is the day that he gave money, maxed out, $2,400 to Grijalva's campaign. There's nothing about Olbermann's show that doesn't tell you exactly where he stands politically. And I'm with him. I don't care. I mean, he has a right to do it. See, and that's the difference. I'm not being a hypocrite here. I don't do the news. I do opinion. I give you my opinion of the news. I'm paid to give my opinion. So if he's supposed to be a journalist, okay, then I get it. But I don't know that he's just a journalist. I think he's an opinion guy. Juan Williams got fired from NPR for giving his opinion. And he is a commentator. So this thing goes on to say, such activities may include participation in or contributions to political campaigns or groups that espouse controversial positions. You should report any such potential conflicts in advance to and obtain prior approval of the president of NBC News or his designee. So, you know, I don't have an issue personally. I don't care. It's no shock to me that Olbermann's a big lefty. I'm not shocked in the least. Olbermann, of course, came out and said, I didn't publicly or privately ask anyone to donate to this campaign. I don't care if he did. So I don't. You know, I think he's got a right to say what he wants to say and give where he wants to give. Nobody that has ever spent 30 seconds watching Keith Olbermann had any doubt where he stood politically.
No, of course not. And so that's why this may be all so much hooey. 800-510-8255. The story may go as quickly as it came. We'll find out what you think about Keith Olbermann being suspended. Is he being treated fairly? Is he getting it in the neck? Do you care one way or another? Some people think you ought to be fired. Those are the people that only watch Fox. Okay, your call's up next, 16 before the hour on the Countdown.
What will you build? A wall? A roof? A room? Or will you build stronger families, healthier children, more successful students? Each year, thousands of volunteers, donors, and partner families build houses and so much more with Habitat for Humanity. They build better lives and hope for the future. So, what will you build? A porch? A kitchen? A bedroom? Or will you build a stable home? A renewed neighborhood? A better world? What will you build? Each day in nearly 90 countries, Habitat volunteers, donors, and families are building houses, hope, and brighter futures. So, what will you build? Find out at Habitat.org and help build it.
After age 21, young adults with disabilities age out of the services and supports provided by law through the school system. As a result, families are faced with concerns about their adult child's immediate needs for employment, housing, independence, health care, and financial security. Patricia Wright is Director of Autism Services for Easter Seals, a nonprofit offering services to people with disabilities.
Parents of adult children with developmental disabilities are really struggling with concerns that impact every aspect of their lives, especially when it comes to their financial well-being and independence. They are particularly fearful about what will happen to their son or daughter with a disability when they are no longer able to care for them, yet have done little to prepare for that time. Easter Seals is working to raise awareness of and advocate for the lifelong services families desperately need.
For more information from Easter Seals' new study about parents of adult children with disabilities, visit easterseals.com. I'm Lee Shepherd.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through November 10th, hurry in and save on all Goodyear tires. Plus, save up to an extra $80 with the purchase of four after mail-in rebate. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Snapshots from the Oberman story seems to be more on people's minds than the president. That's pretty interesting. tells you where it is. 800-510-8255 to Appleton, Wisconsin, where John's listening to WHBY. Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning.
Hey, I don't see the big deal with it. Nobody really. They're so MSNBC is so far behind in the ratings. For all I know, it could be just a...
No, it's not really. They really aren't. They've done quite a good job of positioning themselves. The numbers are about four times what they were last year. They aren't, in comparison to Fox, that strident, but they're better than CNN in some day parts. So it isn't true that nobody watches it, because a lot of people do.
Well, compared to the other cable networks.
Well, but they're comparing, what is comparing it to what? So you're comparing it to Fox because you're a partisan and you think Fox is better. And so, you know, that's okay. But to say, to just brush it off and say nobody watches, that's not correct. It is not true. A lot of people watch it.
Well, my point, it could be a way to get some more people to try to watch. And
absolutely. And you've hit the nail on the head. There's no such thing as bad publicity. If you get into a scuffle with somebody and it gets covered, blah, 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 that's what happens. It is all about, I don't care what you say, just spell my name right. That, on that, my friend, you are correct. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255 is completely the accurate way of looking at this. Maria, listening to WTNJ, I always do that. It's VNJ in New Jersey. Go ahead, Maria, you're on the countdown.
Hi, I just wanted to say that, even though I'm a Republican, you know, I do watch MSNBC. I do glance at Keith Olbermann's show. And my whole statement is that rules are rules. If he signed this paper and this is what he said he would do to perform his duties for this job, then that's what it is. Personally, I think that they should be allowed to contribute, especially people like Keith Olbermann and the different pundits on the different channels, because there's no question to which way they lean. You know, Keith Olbermann is obviously a leaning left person. It would be more shocking to find out if he contributed to a Republican candidate, you know, but in something like this, to me, you can't point to other bad behavior. You can't justify bad behavior by pointing to other bad behavior. The bottom line is he signed this contract, and he agreed to it, and he broke it, and he got suspended. And that's it.
That's it. You're right, I think. Susan in Jackson, Tennessee, you're on now, live on the countdown. Hi.
Hi, Doug.
So what do you think about all of this?
I think it's just like it's always been. Come on down here to Jackson, Tennessee, you know. They care more about getting the money to put their ads on than they do for the truth. They had it out here. They're going to kill all of us old people. Come down here.
You know what? That's
a lack of care.
That's a good idea. I'm going to do my cross-country trip in about three or four weeks. I should blow. I haven't been in Jackson for A long time.
No,
maybe you got to
down here.
We'll take the caravan.
Matter.
All right, we'll take the caravan through Jackson. Thank you, Susan. 800-510-8255. More of your calls on Keith Olbermann. Don't see much action on the president, but pretty much that's it anyway, right? 51 after.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Jose, listening to KFWB in Los Angeles with a comparison. All right, Jose.
Well, look, you know what? Keith Olbermann has always been a very hardcore political, you know, hack. And I think, you know, much like baseball, when you're betting against your own team and you're part of the coaching staff and you have something to do with rigging the game, by participating and betting, that's the same thing I think these political commentators are doing. They're basically rigging the game by putting their own vested interest as far as money contributions to candidates that they, you know, don't want to topple, so or they want to help topple. I think the correct policy, I think he should have disclosed, you know, they have disclosure rules, and he didn't follow the disclosure rules, and he should have been fired. And if you want to make a political contribution, you have to disclose it, because a lot of your sponsors might have some conflicts of interest, or they might have issues. So I think he didn't follow the rules. He should be fired. I basically don't like the guy. I think he's extremely hardcore partisan. But what I would really want is for there to be a government website where all these political show commentators have their political contributions listed.
Mm. Okay, that may make a difference one way or another. There's Jose comparing what Keith Olbermann did to an athlete who fixes the game. Maybe Pete Rose comes to mind, among others, in that comparison. All right. Interesting thoughts, and that's what we're looking for, your interesting thoughts at 800-510-8255. We'll have Clay Cohut, who's our director of social media, check out what Twitter has to say about that. And also, you can text us if you want, 646-926, Doug. Plenty of time still for that. Jan, you're in Seattle, and you're on the countdown.
I think that they're just going after Keith Olbermann the same way they did Dan Rather. When you look at all of the commentators out there, you can tell whether, pretty much, whether they're Democrat or Republican. And it's not fair. Joe Scarborough, not only, I don't know if he's made contributions or not, but when Bush was in office, he was seen when, you know, he was a commentator out there at one of his rallies clapping for him. And that wasn't very objective. When you look at people on the radio, they're making contributions. I read an article that several people on CNBC have made political contributions. And they're just after Keith Olbermann because he does a good job and he also makes his editorial comments that hit the mark. And I think it's ridiculous. All of these companies are owned by corporations, and his company is suspending him probably because the Republicans won big in the House of Representatives, and they want to rein him in somewhat because it looks like, you know, the balance of power is shifting a little bit, and I think they're going after him.
Isn't it interesting? All right, ma'am, thank you very much. How people think and relate to all of this, it really is. It's hard to know what reality is, isn't it, anymore? You have your reality and then somebody else's reality, and what's the right reality? Here's Ed in Kentucky up next.
I look at this differently. I look at this as a gag order that came up from corporate and MSNBC. Someone in executive position does not like Olbermann personally, and so therefore the gag order. Now, Keith Olbermann is a counterweight and a counterbalance to the insidious Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh. And if you remove him, then we're losing everything on the left side. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent. But, boy, we certainly need a Keith Olbermann to straighten out this mess. If the industry is going to have an order like this out against one of their personalities, one of their commentators, then all of the companies should have the same thing. Why would you weight down one personality with one network that's in opposition or does not comport with the modus operandi of all the rest of the companies in the industry?
Pretty good question. All right, Keith is here. No, I don't think so. Clay's here, though. Clay Card is director of the social media at this website that we have for the Countdown Show. What do you find listeners saying quickly, Clay?
I got three comments here, Doug. The first one's from a user called Luvian, who says, "Breaking news, Keith Olbermann supports the Democrats." And next one's Alexander Wales, who says, "Am I the only Redditor who thinks that Keith Olbermann is a phony, pompous, know-it-all bag of wind?" And then another user, Bad Bald Man, who says, "It will be nice to see Fox's coverage of the story, seeing as they donated to all the Republicans."
There you go. Talk Radio Countdown Show with thanks to the folks at CNN, CBS, MSNBC, C-SPAN, Mike Broomhead Show, for helping us in putting this hour, the Countdown, together, written by Jeff Clothie, produced by Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen.